close to you as I can get.
That's the lesson, we're guessing your best in.
Teacher's pride, I wanna be.
And we are live here, 1480 AM, KPHX.
You teacher's pet.
This is Breakthrough Entertainment. What is that, teacher's pet?
Yeah.
This is a teacher's pet here. I think I'm the teacher here, so okay. I have a pet. Do I have a pet?
Who's your...
Meow.
Uh-oh.
Oh, who's my meow? And anyway, this is Breakthrough Entertainment. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph, Erdo, Eric Reinert, and Trisha. And Greg
Hey,
will
Dave.
Be, and Dave.
I want to graduate to your heart.
I don't get Greg's, it. What does that mean?
Greg's not here yet, so you can sing all you want.
Greg will be here in about an hour.
Oh, yeah, you're going to sing every bottom, in, every bottom. Out.
For you the first doing- hour.
Yeah.
The poem, and Show My Love.
I don't know the song, though.
It's Doris
Nor
Doris
do
Day.
I.
Yeah, we. How about you, Trisha? Do you know
Teacher's
this song?
Pet.
You do?
Oh. Long after school is through.
Obviously, Joseph knows the
wow.
song.
Come on,
well.
It's Doris Day. How could you not know a song by Doris Day? Day?
And what's his name? Who's that other guy?
James Garner.
No, Doris Day and...
Rock Hudson.
Rock Hudson, thank you.
How could you forget
well,
that?
Well, it was either
I
Rock or
I forgot
James.
Him very easily. But Doris Day, I will not forget. And I'll never forget the song after Joseph's rendition of...
Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum,
how did he do
ba-dum.
That? You have quite a range.
I do. Well, I went... To sing karaoke, I'll tell you about that in a few minutes, but why are we playing Teacher's Pet by Doris Day?
I have an idea, because I am a teacher's pet. I've been all over the news with teachers.
Whoa, but you might not want to be on the news if it involves a
no,
teacher.
No, an investigative
not
reporting.
Lately, that's for sure, especially
no.
with their teacher's pets.
No,
it's taken on a whole
no.
new definition
What I mean
these
is
days.
I do investigative reporting about teachers and teacher's pet, finding out who the teachers are, you know, underage, you know.
Whoa.
Wow.
People.
He's got a lot of roles there.
I guess so.
I could be a teacher's pet. I was always a teacher's pet, but in the good way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like brown noser. Ooh, oh yeah. Where's that?
I thought you
sorry,
said,
Greg,
that.
For,
I thought you said in the good
Joseph's
way.
Rendition.
In the good way, yes. But okay.
A brown noser?
Yeah, that's
no.
Very
I was
weird.
Always I was always a very good student in school.
You were.
Yeah,
a dean's list.
Of course, dean's list.
Oh, absolutely. John Dean's list.
I graduated.
Eric,
Summa cum laude.
John no way.
Dean.
He was
Wasn't
on
that
John
a
Dean.
Nixon era thing?
Yeah, he was a John Dean's list guy.
No.
No? Oh, too. You're too young for that.
Thank you.
You're just a baby. You're a little Snowden.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you, what do they call it? Traitorous.
I saw a commercial coming up here, the big billboard. I told Trisha about it as we were driving. And it said, Edward Snowden, you asked for asylum at the wrong country. And it shows a Polish vodka.
Now, you so, said, no, you
oh,
said,
did I get
this,
that wrong?
Yeah, it said, this is the reason Edward Snowden wished he'd defected
oh,
to
yeah,
Poland.
That's right.
He just messes everything up.
Yeah,
really?
You're right.
That was a vodka ad?
Yes,
yeah.
Because everybody thinks that Russian vodka is the best, but this company
no, it's Polish.
Has Polish. Exactly.
Oh, you know that
so
too?
So see, he
no,
went to the
that.
Wrong oh. country if he's into vodka.
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 Eric, have you ever had jungle juice?
Of course.
Okay.
What is that?
I had some last
I went
week.
To I went to college. I thought you didn't
oh.
drink.
I
don't, but I...
But you were drinking jungle juice?
Somebody
I had a
told
cups.
Them it's,
jungle juice
Somebody
is,
told them it's juice.
Well, jungle juice is typically Everclear uh-huh. and some kind of punch.
Yeah, it was like Kool-Aid.
Yeah, the cheap stuff.
Yeah, I don't...
The cheap liquor with the cheap punch.
I don't think I need
oh,
to
Oh, Ripple. Yeah,
you
I remember.
Need to ever
Ripple.
Drink that again?
I don't need to drink anything. I don't know.
Yeah, that'll yeah. get you messed up real quick.
Yeah, I didn't. I you know the thing is I don't drink, and then so you, I drink a couple cups of it, and yeah, I just say that you know
oh,
that was last
oh,
night.
The
no,
yeah
this was last
the
weekend after
oh.
the show.
Oh.
After
you went and started guzzling jungle juice.
I went to a pool party, and I want to say that
I'm having a pool party this afternoon.
You,
by
oh,
the way.
Are we?
Oh, sorry,
what time?
Sorry.
If you guys like to come, you can.
Awesome.
Oh, we would, but it's my
okay.
daughter's birthday.
I got my bathing suit on.
Oh.
Look at you.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Trisha's already.
Yeah, we're going to the pool party today. Actually.
I'm going to go make some coffee. You guys want some coffee?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you have like
have
Dutch
Dunkin'
Brothers
Donuts.
Or...
Dunkin' Donuts.
You have donuts here?
Donuts?
Nope, just Dunkin'
no,
Donuts.
No, the Dunkin'
coffee.
Donuts coffee, that's like some of the best coffee. They didn't used to sell it outside of areas where there
and
wasn't
expensive.
Dunkin' Donuts. I used to make coffee trips to
Dave,
New York and bring a rollerboard bag full of Dunkin' Donuts coffee for all the nurses in California. And, oh, I could have sold it at a premium. I was almost like a drug dealer with that coffee. Everybody was like going for the highest bidder for my coffee.
Why? What was in the coffee? Did you
caffeine. Really, it's just really good coffee. I mean, all coffee has caffeine, but Dunkin' Donuts
is that how you
really
bought my present for my birthday? By selling coffee?
Yeah. Actually, then they started selling it at Costco, so, you know, nobody's interested.
Someone took your idea. That's not appropriate.
It's still not cheap.
Oh, no, it's still not cheap, but it's good.
I just want
it's very good.
Donuts, because yesterday was donut day. And
I didn't know that.
There's some potato chips and some granola bars and some cookies.
I said donut. What is donut versus potato chip? I mean,
cookie. I said cookie. It's cookie. Very similar.
Snacks.
Yes. Oh, you're right. And they do have the little holes in the center.
And they're chocolatey.
Wow.
Fudgy chocolatey. Good.
Hey.
Carbs. Now, boys, snacks. Calm down.
I'll be right back while I go make some Dunkin' Donuts.
I brought
donuts.
Protein
All right.
shakes.
Thank you so much, Eric.
Well, you've got to be the teacher here.
I'm the teacher.
We're misbehaving.
I'm not yeah, that's a song.
But you're the conductor.
Yeah.
What am I? Hey.
What is that?
I'm passing notes. Oh. I'm passing notes.
Oh.
to the pretty girl.
No.
So this show is what? What do we got here? What's the theme for today?
Today is our teacher show. It's
show? What the heck is a teacher show?
Because of the movie.
Yeah, words and pictures. Yeah, celebrating words and pictures today. The new movie that just came out yesterday. We're going to review it shortly. We're going to talk with the director of the movie.
Camel View.
Fred Shepsie, yeah.
Fred Shepsie. What?
Fred Shepsie rhymes with Pepsi.
Fred Shepsie.
Shepsie, yeah, because I said it
like one of the Three
I
Stooges.
Said it wrong, and he corrected me.
That was one of the Three Stooges.
No.
Oh no.
Yeah, Shepsie.
No.
Yeah, Shep was.
Okay,
Shep
well, very
was,
good
but
for
not
you.
Shepsie.
Yeah.
Okay, not Shepsie.
But you know, so it's our teacher show. We wanna. This is the age-old question.
Yeah, the chicken or the egg.
That was our Easter show.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That was our Easter show. We discussed that. We had the whole argument, debate, and everything. We still don't know what...
Oh, it's obvious what it is.
The duck.
No.
All right, what?
It's Frozen is the god of all ducks.
He is. So, but today we're going to find out, is it words or pictures? Which are more powerful, English or images?
Neither and both.
No.
Neither
and both. Images or art? Okay, well, we'll find out.
No, I'm the expert here.
You know the old adage that a picture speaks 1,000 words. Well, is it really true? And what 1,000 words would those be? Because some of the words that you wrote to me in those beautiful poems are very, very powerful.
Oh, she's right.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
She's right.
Yeah. And, you know.
Thank you for that.
In addition to, just the movie coming out. We have to celebrate teachers, right? Because they're some of the most important people that we know.
Like who?
Teachers. Don't
them.
You like owe a lot to your Second. Teachers that you had like 120
years ago? I remember
a
first grade teacher. No, about a sixth grade teacher. When you did something bad, you stood up in front of the class. You held out your palm, and she took a ruler and smacked you.
Yeah, they weren't allowed
really.
To do that after
did
about 80 years ago.
Did you go to Catholic school?
No.
Oh, no, they did a Catholic school. Oh, yeah? Reason. But I'll tell you, I remember my kindergarten teacher, Mrs.
So
Fletcher.
Yeah, nice
Ms.
lady.
Ms. Baxter, my first grade teacher.
Ann Baxter, beautiful in the movies.
My fifth grade teacher, Mr. Speakman. Fourth grade, Ms. Squires. Fifth grade, Mr. Speakman. Sixth grade, Ms. Boyd.
Wow.
Some of my most favorite people. Well, that was when I had my brain tumor, and they were all like really good friends as well as my teachers to my family. Even though they were all older than me and it wasn't like teacher's pet really thing. But I will tell you, second to your parent, at least this is in the old days now with a lot of parents working and being out of the home so much, your teachers are spending more time with your children than you are.
Yeah.
And so second only to my parents, the influences in my life were my teachers.
I thought I had a big influence.
Baby, yes. I'm talking about when I was growing up.
Darn.
You got me as I was already a grown-up.
Hey, get a room. Get a room. Not the studio. Get a room.
She had me at hello.
I bet. Wow.
Yeah, she had me at I bet. So, you're right about teachers. They do have big influence. And I agree with you. Seriously, now, police, fire, and teachers, they're underpaid. They should get a lot more money. That's my final answer.
Yes. And talk radio show hosts as well. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, good point. No, am I right?
Don't forget nurses.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Well,
yes, you're right. Nurses, too.
He's because he does my taxes. That's why he's hesitating.
But here's the problem with people in the medical profession. They tend to go out of state often. You know, they're called away for surgery, and so you can't hang out with them as much.
This is true.
Yes.
Oh, like a traveling nurse?
Yeah.
We know traveling
or
nurses.
Dermatologists.
Traveling dermatologists?
Is your wife a traveling nurse?
No.
Well, I travel and I'm a nurse, but that's because I work out of state. Because
that would
wages
make you a traveling nurse.
The wages in California are higher.
Yeah, we should do a song about that. Oh, I think someone that one did. All the gold in California is buried in the bank in Beverly Hills, right?
Well, okay. Well,
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know either. Okay.
What does that mean, Eric?
I don't know. Is that from the Beverly Hillbillies?
No.
Who was that group? Anyway.
That's black gold coming out of the hills for Beverly Hills.
Speaking of the, you know, singing, I did.
Speaking of singing, you mean singing of singing?
No, speaking of, well, because you were just singing. I wanted to bring back up my karaoke adventure. Because,
I
said,
okay.
Last Saturday, I did, after the show, I went to a pool party. I had a couple cups of jungle juice. I didn't go crazy like everyone else.
What is jungle juice?
He just told you.
I wasn't paying attention.
It's Kool-Aid with alcohol.
Everclear. Yeah,
so
alcohol.
it basically tastes like you're drinking Kool-Aid.
Yes.
So it sneaks up on you.
And what's the purpose
kick
of this, young Joseph?
To get drunk.
I don't know. Everyone else seems
to get,
seems
all
to get it
up.
Yeah, that's what I thought, Eric.
I don't need to
quickly
that to have fun.
Yeah, a quick fix, you're saying.
Yeah, but I felt like dizzy
after
like one sip.
We need to talk. I brought some Kool-Aid with alcohol.
Wait a minute. I want to know, how many sips did you have?
Two cups.
I had two cups in total. Yeah,
well, that's enough to really do some harm.
The question, where did he
Everclear
sip it?
What? Oh, my God.
I've seen those places where
my friends like
you put salt on, you know, someone lays
and
down
you
and
like
you put
them
salt on them and you drink from
their belly button.
I didn't do that.
Yeah,
I've never done
those
that.
Those are called body shots.
Oh.
I don't.
How do you know that?
Wow. Oh.
Body shots. All right. Did you do any body shots?
No, I didn't.
Why?
I
think
I
we should try that someday.
We should. Hey,
where do you hang out, Trish?
602-252-1480. Wow. Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, body shots. I thought that's when you punch someone.
Shot, no, shot.
Be careful talking about
shot
these body shots because
we
might have Bobby call in and we'll have that.
Oh, Bobby
shots.
Oh, Bobby shots.
Okay. Well,
how would you like to do a Bobby shot?
I don't know.
I don't know.
She told me she was going to eat you up the other day.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, okay. Joseph, you're popular.
And I don't want to bring up the phrase that we were talking about last week on our cowboy show, on our Western show. Don't say it again because I don't want to do the whole thing again. But it was some sort of activity that, you know, is related to riding a horse, yeah. And my friends listened to the show, and, you know, I've got the nicest friends. They all wanted to describe it to me.
Yeah.
But I wish that there was a teacher in the group so that she would have actually given me some hands-on experience. Okay, let's pass on.
Oh, my God.
Teachers are awesome.
And if you don't know what we mean, teachers. Go
okay,
back
Greg
to last week archive. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, thank you.
Go
to our archive.
You're going to sit in the corner with the dunce hat.
I should.
Now I show my age.
Break radio.
Yeah.
Break radio show.
Did they really have those?
Oh, I have no idea. I just saw it on TV when
I was sick. I still have 5 of them.
You still have the dunce
cap? They let me keep them.
It's a pointy thing that says dunce on it?
Yeah. And then it went to Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, in my day, it was a cone head.
Yeah.
I thought that was only in Archie comics.
No.
And I watched those, too.
Yeah.
And after my pool party, I did go sing karaoke with a few of the people from the group.
You had a pool party and then invite us?
I'm sorry. I was wearing my...
I'm having a pool party today, and I'm inviting you.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
To make up for Joseph's misdoing.
Okay, well, you know what?
But we're already booked for a pool party, guys. This is Arizona in June.
I know.
It's
every weekend is a pool party until it gets too hot.
Then we need to have an official
breakthrough.
Then it's a lobster boil.
Happy birthday to Kimberly.
Yay,
that's
Kim.
That's why we have a pool
How
party.
How old is Kimberly?
She's going to be, she's 36 today.
Yay.
What?
She's a youngie.
Oh, my gosh.
She's a youngie.
Dave, now I understand why they say you're so old.
No, I started at 10.
Really?
I was the youngest father in world history that anyone ever accounted for.
Nice. You're in the Guinness World Record book.
And you should see her 12 brothers and sisters.
Ooh.
That was at 11.
I organized a birthday party this afternoon for a couple of my friends.
You have a birthday party too?
Yeah, for Shannon.
Shannon's
birthday is tomorrow.
So
happy birthday to Shannon. We haven't talked about her for a while.
Happy birthday, Shannon.
Happy birthday, Shannon. Danny, you know Danny, right?
I love
Danny. He showed up at our outlets at Anthem.
He's very nice.
Christmas tree lighting. Yeah. His birthday is on Thursday, so we're celebrating both of theirs today. So happy birthday, Danny, as well.
Wow, Danny.
Yeah.
Are you calling it a Shadanny shindig?
I'm calling it a Dannon.
Oh, a Dannon party.
Oh,
okay,
as
Dannon
yogurt
party.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Even though they're not a couple at all. But
they could be, though.
But they're merged for the sake of this party.
Yeah. No, no merging allowed.
Okay, blended?
Blended? Blended?
No, no blended.
Hey, blended. That movie came out.
Yeah,
I got to
yeah,
hear
we didn't,
it.
I didn't,
oh,
I didn't.
We haven't reviewed it.
We didn't review it.
No.
Okay.
But back to the karaoke briefly here. I did go to sing karaoke, and I did sing two songs.
Which ones?
I sang an Adam Lambert song.
Who is that?
Wow. He's Adam Lambert's got quite the range.
Yes. And that's why my voice, it's still a little bit not, my throat
I thought
is a little weird
just
right
doing
now.
Body shots.
No.
No, Adam Lambert from American Idol.
American Idol.
He's a California guy. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I sang a song.
And extremely talented, but
yes.
he's
on Glee right now as well.
Glee,
yeah. Awesome show. And then I also sang a duet with a nice young lady, Summer Nights from Greece.
Oh, can you do that?
I tried to do it a couple weeks ago, but Greg was here and he didn't.
There we go. One.
Yeah.
A two.
And then I did the whole, you know, get down in the sand. And I did the, like motions with my hands and I was talking like I was from Boston.
You were just doing motion with your hips too.
I was
and
doing
not from Boston,
with hips,
from New
hips.
York. That's a New York accent.
And I said, and it was good. You know what I mean? I don't know if the young lady liked that. I don't know. I'm still gauging that.
You're going
that.
Overtime on this.
You know, it's very interesting because when we were in Vegas, we were reviewing some shows and Olivia Newton-John is there. And guess what the name of her concert series is there?
Summer Nights.
Summer Nights. Hello.
Hey. What do you think?
I'm in.
And she looked pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
I've always liked Olivia.
Yeah, she was very good.
Yeah.
So
that's
like
an iconic show. I'm sorry. Greece is iconic.
And then, of course, the end.
Let me be there.
Wow, you got a range on you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Home on the
range.
Well,
we need to do a Breakthrough Entertainment pool party followed by a Breakthrough Entertainment karaoke.
Oh, yeah. Should we have people sign up now or
absolutely.
Later?
I like that.
Why does it
karaoke?
Have to be followed by
Breakthrough karaoke?
I'll win them all.
If it's a pool party with karaoke simultaneously, then the Greggs of the world can just dive into the deep end and stay underground for what they don't want to hear.
That works.
I mean,
that
underwater,
works.
Not underground.
We're,
underwater.
We're going to put this into motion?
Yes.
Okay.
Because you have the hip motion.
All right. We will do that. So stay tuned, brickradioshow.com.
Yeah, we got to find a venue. A venue with a part. With
yeah,
a pool
Eric's house
and
or Joseph's house.
And
I don't know.
Oh, we're not inviting listeners to my house.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. So, Joseph.
Okay.
We would need
and
a
we
bigger
can meet
venue.
Little Frozen.
We would need a bigger
yeah,
venue.
Frozen, Frozen can swim in the pool.
Swing or swim?
Probably both.
He swings? A little duck already swings?
I don't want to. All right, you know what? Let's get to
do you have a pool?
I don't.
Do you participate in the swinging?
Frozen swims in the bathtub.
That's enough for him?
Was that a duck?
That's
enough for him for now. I don't know. Is he
really?
Invited
poor,
to your place?
Poor duck.
That's just a quack duck.
Just you and Frozen. No other.
Oh, okay.
You guys. But,
okay.
But no listeners.
That's crazy.
How about if I wanted to bring a couple ladies in bikinis?
Yeah.
As long as they're hot.
Okay.
It's Arizona. They're going to be hot.
No, that's not what I meant.
No. Oh.
My friends are super hot. I can't pick. I'm so... Jeez, it's just
wow,
as long
like
as they're
now.
Good looking.
Okay.
Good looking. That's there a you definition.
Go. Yeah. Super attractive. All right.
Super attractive.
Just wait till Super Bowl and the Maxim party. Then you'll see hot.
Yeah.
I mean, you're always talking about these good looking girls that you hang out with, but
yeah.
I don't see the pictures.
I will show you
everyone.
A picture during the break. But
yeah,
I think
I've seen one or two.
Okay.
I will show you one. I'll show you one that I'm really keen on at the moment.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I just
can
keep
we
switching.
Mention her name?
Keep switching.
Another unrequited love.
I don't
want
to mention their name.
He doesn't
ladies and gentlemen.
Jinx it. He doesn't
stay
jinx.
Tuned for Joseph's.
I will just say that I gave some hints
body
during this
love.
Segment.
Okay, what?
I gave some hints during this segment.
You did?
Yeah. Mm. Yes.
You didn't say her name,
keywords.
Did you?
I didn't say her name, but I mentioned some key things.
Shannon, sorry. Okay.
She's old hat.
What?
She's a hat?
No. He just
Shannon
means
is awesome, and she's gonna celebrate with our dance show, which is
how
coming
old is
up.
She?
I don't know. Age doesn't matter.
No,
yeah,
he was
you.
Just meaning. Just he was meaning as far as how long Shannon's been Joseph's friend. That if it was Shannon that he was into, we would have heard it by now.
Shannon is listening right now, and you're probably embarrassing her.
Sorry, but
she's
you're her favorite.
Her age is. I'm not interested.
No, Shannon is super awesome. We're going to celebrate her this evening. So if you want to celebrate with us, then, you know.
Go to Joseph's house.
That's why he's making the old jokes, because it's her birthday, and you always make old jokes
yes.
when it's somebody's birthday.
Not mine. I'm so young that.
Someone's getting several spankings tonight.
You're so young that the dust
right.
stopped falling.
Hopefully me.
Oh, great.
So how come Dave gets made fun of on his age every
exactly.
day?
Yeah, why?
Because every day is his birthday.
Because
yeah.
Yes.
It is.
When you reach a certain point, you celebrate every day.
Because Dave is...
Because it might be your last.
Because Dave is very good-humored.
Just great. I have a Scottish accent.
Dave is very good-humored.
So I'm very good-humored.
Yes.
Like the old ice cream truck.
Yes. Okay.
Oh,
so,
old. Okay.
Well, we were at the restaurant.
Poor Joseph.
Yesterday. last night. I know he's trying to rein us in. It's not working.
Oh, Greg. No, look at the
Oh, hey.
We passed our break.
Talk about hot girls. Oh, my gosh. Our waitress at Real Foods, or True Foods last night.
Is that a good place?
Excellent.
Oh, it's excellent. The food is phenomenal. Everything. But I will tell you, she was one of the best waitresses we've ever had, had a great personality. She rolled with the punches, had a great time with our family. We tried to get her to join the family. Greg wasn't willing at the time. However, who knows what might happen later on? No, I'm just teasing. But no, she was phenomenal. But where was I going with that?
She was attractive.
I thought you were going to say she was really
She was good looking.
No, she was very, very good looking, had a beautiful smile, but there was something else that we were just but what was...
Whoa.
But here's...
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me either. But here's what was funny.
It was me last night, though.
Was when we were talking about her dessert, you know, because it was her birthday, we needed to order dessert even though we were already full.
Ooh.
Yeah. And Greg said, Eric... This
Does
is
that
a side
like
of
me?
You I haven't seen.
Wait. Let's go to a break before you say anything.
I'm not going to say that. But it was so cute because Dave goes, "We're all having a birthday this year." And she just kind of looked at him like, "Yeah, of course you are."
I wanted free dessert. Okay.
It was cute though.
Okay. Well, you know, we are going to take a break, but I do want to say happy 43rd birthday to Shannon.
Woo-hoo!
She says we can say it.
40.
Shannon is 43?
Yeah, she's
happy
turning 43.
Birthday, Shannon.
How old are you? 12?
I'm 12. I'm 30.
Oh.
All right. So let's play. This is a song from the movie that we're supposed to review now, but we'll review it in a few moments. Words and Pictures. It's Waiting for My Real Life to Begin by Colin Hay. We'll find out what I think of the movie, and we will also find out what the director has to say about the film Words and Pictures coming up after the break.
By the way, he plays up in Cave Creek every once in a while.
Really?
Oh, he does.
At Harold's Cave Creek Corral.
I didn't know that.
We should go there.
Yeah.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment, live 1480 AM KPHX. We'll be right back.
Be still, my love. Open up your heart. Let the light shine in. Don't you understand? I already have a plan. I'm waiting for my real life to begin.
Are you a restaurant owner who panics if your AC goes down in the dog days of summer? Extreme Cooling finds that equipment usually breaks down unnecessarily, costing restaurant owners time and money. For this reason, Extreme Cooling promotes and specializes in proactive service plans designed specifically to keep all of your refrigeration equipment operating properly, as designed, all year long. Extreme Cooling is here to help you with all of your refrigeration needs, knowing that saving money is your top concern. Our number is 623-810-8513. When you want to start saving money, call Extreme Cooling. Do you suffer from not having enough fun? We could take care of that. Pino's Palette is the upscale paint and bring your own beverage studio located off of Tatum and Shea. We're a group painting class where you can bring your own alcohol or non-alcoholic beverage, and our trained artists will lead you through step by step in recreating the featured painting of the night. No art experience necessary. Drink in one hand and paintbrush in another. We are a great night out for any occasion. Pino's Palette. Paint, drink, and have fun.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
More than 60,000 people are diagnosed with Parkinson's disease each year, thousands of them here in the Valley. Thankfully, one of the nation's top treatment facilities is located in the heart of Phoenix, the Muhammad Ali Parkinson Center. Parkinson Network of Arizona raises funds to help patients and families receive the crucial educational and activity-based classes offered through the center. 1480 and Parkinson Network of Arizona invite you to become involved and make a difference in the lives of those with Parkinson's. Go online to ParkinsonNetworkAZ.org to find out about upcoming events, including the largest Parkinson's walk in the state, Walk the Fight, and learn how your donation stays local to provide life-changing opportunities. Once again, that's ParkinsonNetworkAZ.org.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
And welcome back again. Hey, wait a minute. I'm saying welcome back, Cotter. Hey, welcome back, Cotter was a
that
teacher.
That was a teacher, yeah.
And welcome this is back. Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona, as we're watching a makeover. Oh, sorry. Didn't say whose makeover.
Me.
Oh, yeah.
I like
this?
The guy liner.
Mary Jo Beth Williams.
You're so metrosexual.
Thank you very much.
What's a metrosexual?
Let's not get into that or we'll never review the show.
I never knew that.
We got to get back on track to talk about, because it's our teacher show. This song is Teacher, Teacher by 38 Special. The movie's called Teachers. Say Teacher, Teacher. Teach me.
Da, da, da. That's how you sing?
I don't know the lyrics to that.
38 Special was my era.
There you go. See, I don't know the... But,
yeah, 38, but we're 24, playing, 38.
But we're playing all music from movies that are about teachers and education and all that stuff. We've got several teachers on today's show.
I hope you have to stir with love, mister.
We'll see. We'll see.
And Elton John has a song called Teacher, I Need You.
Okay, I'm just... You know what? It's only a three-hour show.
You're so remiss.
Thank you. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about the film that we're celebrating today, Words and Pictures. It came out yesterday. It also played at the Phoenix Film Festival. That's where I saw it. Oh, I tried to get you there.
Yeah.
You weren't there. But
I was at the festival, but watching other movies.
And we actually really wanted to see that one. It correlated with another one that we really wanted to see, and we had to make a choice.
Was it Sheriff Joe?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Juliette Binoche and Clive Owen play an art instructor and an English teacher, respectively, who form a rivalry that ends up with a competition at their school in which students decide whether words or pictures are more important.
Sounds awesome.
It sounds awesome to you? Really? No?
No.
Okay. Why? Why doesn't it sound awesome?
The premise, I don't know. Just the teacher, I don't know. Go ahead, Joseph.
Okay. Well, what did you think of the trailer?
Well, I thought this looks like my type of picture.
It does?
The trailer. I'll tell you why. It's about relationships, meaning, and purpose in life. It looked like a bit of a romantic comedy, and it gives you something to root for. I got that all from the trailer because I know parts where there was some controversy of whether he'd remain a teacher. And so you got to, you know, you like the underdog.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Very good point.
It looked like a pretty good movie, actually.
And I felt like it had a little bit of that like, I don't want to call it sexual tension, but that attraction tension.
There is.
You know, yeah. And I really like that, too.
There is that, especially because he's an alcoholic.
In the movie, you like that, or just general?
That sounds really funny.
What I said?
He's an alcoholic.
He is?
Yeah, that's
Clive
what he just
Owen is an
say.
Alcoholic. No, not Clive Owen, but the Clive Owen's character in Words and Pictures is an alcoholic. And Juliette Binoche has, she's got some health issues that prevent her. Well, she's getting.
Oh, my God, it gets funnier by the second.
Yeah.
It's getting. And every day that goes by, she loses her ability to paint, and that is her life force.
Oh, that's what, sad.
You know, and that's what the art. These artists, they need to be able to paint, right?
Like Liberace.
Liberace.
Well, Liberace.
If they can't paint, they put their creative genius to other things.
Yes.
Like what?
Liquor.
Oh. Okay. Body shots.
Well, I will say that the romantic relationship that Words and Pictures tries to paint between those two leads is never quite believable.
Oh, that's
this
too
is
bad.
A romantic dramedy, but I never believed that romantic bond that they had. It is neat to watch, but it wasn't believable to me, especially at the end. You know, I don't want to reveal it, but the way that the characters impact one another, it is genuinely affecting, though.
You might as well tell the end of the story, because nobody's going to go see it.
Why? Even after I give it a thumbs up right now?
Oh, you did?
When it hits Netflix, then they'll watch it.
I'm giving Words and Pictures a thumbs up.
Despite the ugly climax.
Well, because, no. Okay. Calm down.
You said it was bad at the end.
No, I didn't say it's bad at the end. I'm saying that
the
romance, the relationship,
the relationship doesn't. But this part of the relationship did work. It demonstrates how human interaction improves our lives, and that relationships of any and all types, not just romantic, all relationships, friendships, working relationships, all that stuff, they're essential to our own advancement. You know, plus the debate that's at the core of this movie takes on a life of its own. I kept wondering, okay, well, you know, is the written word or visual art more powerful? They go through several things, so this is a very powerful movie. Makes you think, makes you feel. I'm giving it a thumbs up. Go and see Words and Pictures.
I wanted to.
I do too.
But it's only at one place.
Well, if they get enough people going out to watch it, it's going to get wide distribution.
Yes. So, and hey, we
you
said
know
that
what?
Together.
How would you compare it at all to music and lyrics?
Kind of, yes. Kind of. It's different. It's, you know, yeah. But I, you know, it's less about the kids. There are some scenes with the kids and you know, bullying involved and stuff like that. And definitely a current movie, because they tackle some issues that social media and stuff like that as well.
I'm excited to see it, but what I saw about it. So even though the dramedy end of it for the relationship doesn't pan out, but it still is a very excellent picture, is what you're saying.
Right, and I mean, they try to make it work. It just wasn't believable to me. Maybe you might view their relationship as a little more charismatic.
I believe everything.
Okay, well, well, let's. Usually, I try to make these sound real,
being
but
facetious.
Yes. A couple of weeks ago, I got a chance to speak with the director of the movie. His name is Fred Shepsie, and so let's go ahead and play that audio when I interviewed him. Like I said, a couple of weeks ago. Joining us right now on Breakthrough Entertainment is Fred Shepsie, the director of the new romantic dramedy Words and Pictures. First of all, Fred, thank you for taking the time to talk with us.
That's okay.
All right, well, let me tell our listeners a little bit about the movie. In it, Juliette Binoche and Clive Owen play an art instructor and an English teacher, respectively, who form a rivalry that ends up with a competition at their school in which the students decide whether words or pictures are more important. So, Fred, how did this project come your way, and what about it piqued your interest?
Curtis Birch found this project, believe it or not, about 7 years ago, and he was thinking of who would direct it, and he seemed to like most of the films I've done, so and thought I'd be right, and he brought it to my attention, and I read it, and I thought, wow, this is a fantastic script. It's not often you get a script that's as good as this and as well-crafted.
Excellent, excellent. You know, the central debate regarding which has the greater significance, words or pictures, is pretty fascinating. I wonder if you have ever given the argument any thought prior to making this movie. I mean, after all, you're a filmmaker, and motion pictures is an art form that combines both of the two things, right?
Yeah. No, I hadn't really. I mean, not as deliberately as that. Obviously, I have to deal with it all the time when I'm shooting, you know. Whether you need dialogue in the scene, or whether the picture carries it more, or you know, whether I use dialogue to drag you from one scene to another, you know, or whether I just use kind of pictures and music. They're decisions that you're making all the time. I guess the current feeling is the less dialogue, the better, the more the pictures tell the story, the better it is as a movie. But, you know, they're old rules. I think the story is what dictates what you need to do every time.
Okay, very good. And one of the key elements to the movie is the fact that these two people are teachers. Did you or screenwriter Gerald DePego speak with anyone in the education system as a means of researching this topic?
No. It was, the material was all there, and Jerry used to be an English teacher way back, so I think this is something he's wanted to deal with for a very long time.
Wow, I didn't know that about Gerald. Yeah, so tell me a little bit about your stars, Clive Owen and Juliette Binoche. How were they to work with?
They're fantastic. first of all, they always wanted to work together. Secondly, when I put them together, you could see that they had a great respect for one another, great rapport, and a very similar sense of humor. So I knew that was going to be fantastic as a pairing. What I didn't know was, I knew Juliette painted a little bit, but I didn't know that she, the depth of her talent and experience. And boy, was I happy to find that out, because it meant we didn't have to fake it. And it was clear that she was prepared to go on the journey as a painter, pretty much the same as the journey, for different reasons, that that her character had to do, go from portraiture to abstract. And Clive, you know, is a classically trained actor from the RADA school in London, and he's, he's got a love of the language. He just jumped at this because of that, and because of how well Jerry wrote the script, how smart, and the rhythms of the language, all of that, and the humor in it. He got it immediately, so made my job a lot easier. Let me tell you.
Very true. They're both very talented actors. So, at the end of the day, if viewers were to come away from watching Words and Pictures with some sort of general theme, lesson, message, or idea, what do you hope that might be?
That everybody has a dream in life, or expectations of themselves. But at a certain point, they have to kind of realize they're either not capable of it physically or mentally, that they, that they need to kind of work out who they are and where they are and find a way to move forward. And often they're really good at something they don't expect to be good at, and that is just, is worth just as much as whatever their dream was.
It's great insight. Great insight. And finally, Fred, the flip side of that last question is what you yourself took away from the experience making the movie. In other words, what's your personal takeaway?
Yeah, that music is just as important as words and pictures.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. I'll agree with that. Well, once again, we want to thank you, Fred Shepsy, director of Words and Pictures, for taking the time to talk with us here on Breakthrough Entertainment. We look forward to having you on the show again soon and wish you the best of luck with this weekend's release of Words and Pictures.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so I want to thank...
Nice interview.
Thank you very much. I want to thank Fred Shepsy. He was a great interview.
I love Pepsi.
So do I. You like the Pepsi Challenge, Coke or Pepsi?
Which Coke.
One? Oh, really?
Well, I cut that out of the interview because I called him Shepsy, and he said Shepsy, and I said okay, Shepsy.
Oh,
it's a good thing you do edit those.
Yes, yeah.
That's all I remember.
I do dub my voice over, and so our listeners, we try to make it sound live.
I know what it is.
And a couple weeks ago,
but you blew it at the beginning of the interview because you said this isn't live.
I know.
But I tried to make it live.
I know. Well, I'm revealing that today for
Joseph,
this
come
one
into my office after the show.
All right, so this next interview is not going to be live.
The next
either.
Interview is not going to be live. After the break, we are going to speak with a real life teacher.
Ooh, nice.
He just said not going to be live.
He's going to be live. Oh my gosh. Okay.
He gets nervous when he's in the classroom.
Yes, I'm.
Right.
I'm
teacher's
doing.
Going to spank you.
Yes, I hope not. Okay, we'll find out Michelle Gannon's view on that. She's an English teacher. We'll talk to her right after the break. But in the meantime, no, is this the right? No, next one, next song.
Won't
Back
Down.
This one, Won't Back Down by Tom Petty. You remember the movie Won't Back Down a couple years ago?
I absolutely do not.
It was a nice education movie.
What does this
movie
have to do with the
movie?
Teacher?
It was teachers. It was a teacher movie.
Oh, it was a teacher
teachers
movie.
Don't Back Down, Dave.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Okay. Anyway, it I was a very you, good Maggie Gyllenhaal.
I'm looking. Oh, yeah, I know her.
Oh, no wonder.
And I think Viola Davis,
what's
I
her
think.
Name? Yeah. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM,
KPH.
I'm trying to time it in between us singing. And I did, and we'll be right back.
Back down.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Go, Joseph.
He's doing the twist in there.
Let's have a party.
Boom, boom.
Woo! Let's have a party. Woo!
All right, enough of this nonsense.
You're
going
to scare the guest away.
Yeah, you're scaring
Let's
me away.
Let's have a party tonight. Okay, okay, yeah. But that song. But, okay, go ahead.
Oh, I'll go ahead. This is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 KPHX. AM in Phoenix, Arizona. That was Joseph and Trisha singing their duet, the famous duet, a million-dollar hit.
Let's Have a Party by Wanda Jackson from Dead Poets Society. We are celebrating teacher movies today, all in honor of
teachers.
And Words and Pictures, the movie, which I gave a thumbs up, and go
yes,
check
you did.
Out.
We're checking
now,
it out.
Now, just a real quick aside.
Yes.
During the break, Joseph gets a text from one of his friends saying, when are you going to talk about our friends? I'm like, are you serious? How many Jungle Juices did that person have? If he's just coming on almost 45 minutes into the show, we've
been
nonstop.
Come on, don't miss it. Got to start at
Wake
9.
Wake up, dude. Get up.
I know. You got to tune in. If you miss a minute, you miss a lot.
Oh,
yeah, but you can go to breakradioshow.com, archives, and Lear, the replay that, or hey, replay it and hear what you missed.
Absolutely.
And, dude, we were talking about
you.
Dude.
Oh, never heard dude before.
It was a dude. But, you know.
Dude so, wrench.
It was a guy, well, so I called him dude.
I know.
Showing my age.
Yes, and let's bring on our really special guest. We got on several teachers today. We've got someone that actually plays a teacher. We've got an art teacher. We've got an English teacher. And we've got another special guest at the end of the show. But right now, let's talk to our English teacher, Michelle Gannon. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Great. Thank you for having me.
That's, you know, so you tell us a little bit about your background. I know we spoke through email. You taught literature and English, right?
Yes. So I started off teaching 10th grade English Lit, and then I also taught a humanities course, which was kind of a general survey course that taught through the lens of literature. And then I also taught a class called the Film Lit Literature. I did that in a high school, and then my husband and I moved to Japan. His I was able to then teach similar subjects in Japan, but something in the theater.
Oh, okay. I think you didn't come through that clearly.
Cutting
are you
in and out there?
Yeah, you sort of faded in and out.
Are you on a cell phone?
Oh, sorry. Is that better?
A little bit
better.
Is it an iPhone? Because it happens all the time on iPhones.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's better.
I'll talk a little louder.
That's very good.
Hey, that's much better.
Very much
All
better.
Right.
Now we'll probably return to this in a second, but I also want to give a shout out to you have it's called the Learning Playground, right?
It's called the Language Playground.
The Language that's what I'm sorry. And so tell us what the Language Playground is.
The Language Playground was inspired by my husband and I living in Japan for 3.5 years, and then my two older children were born there, and my youngest child spoke Japanese by the time he left, which I thought was amazing at 3.5. And my husband and I sort of struggled through Japanese, even though we probably studied a lot harder than my son did. And so when we moved to California, we decided to immerse our children in Chinese, even though neither of us speak the language. And my son and my daughter just picked it up so quickly. And we did lots of little things along the way. We didn't change our lives dramatically, but we just altered the way that we go about our life. So instead of having our children watch TV in English, they watch it in Chinese. Or instead of having a babysitter come who speaks English, we have a babysitter come who speaks Chinese. And the culmination of all of those things enabled our children to be fluent in Chinese. And so that's kind of what my company is about. My company is about how you can make small changes in your life in order to have big goals.
Now, Michelle, I'm on your website. It's really a nice website, by the way. Well-designed, very kid-friendly, nice pictures. Is that the picture of your family, you and you have three kids and your husband there? And the two dogs? I do want to comment. Your husband looks like Woody Harrelson. Anyone ever say that?
No.
No, he really does. Check that out, really. Eric, go on if you could check it out.
What's the URL?
The website is languageplayground.com, and if you go to just comes up. I think he looks like Woody Harrelson, and that's no one's ever said that, huh?
No.
You know, I had some friends that they got married. One of them spoke French and one of them spoke Spanish. And then, of course, they both spoke English. And they decided that when their children were in the house, they would have one room where it was French only, another room where it was Spanish only. And then I think the dining room was English. And so it really, they became fluent in all three languages and had no difficulty switching between the rooms. Did you find that with your kids where they could just switch between the languages?
They can. So I have a baby as well. So there's the two-year-old. I mean, it's amazing to see how quickly the two-year-old can just flip. And exactly what your friends did is exactly what you should do, is you should be exclusive in one language in one area. So whether it's the mom speaking exclusively in one language or having it in a room. I've also had friends who do, you know, afternoon is Cantonese, morning is Mandarin. And so, yes, they, my kids easily flip back and forth depending on the environment.
Now, Michelle, as a teacher, You know, I read one, and also on the website, again, really nice website. It's languageplayground.com. There, the guest blogger I read, it says, you get what you put in. What does that mean to you as a teacher?
Yeah, well, I mean, as a teacher, I think it's all about the culmination of a little bit every day consistently over time, and children then can become literate and can understand how to communicate in this world. And so if you, as a teacher, constantly are encouraging your children to think deeper and to question and to seek out kind of the gold, I used to call it the gold with my students, to try to find the hidden meaning, that they'll then be able to find hidden meanings throughout their whole life and be able to dig deeper throughout the rest of their lives.
Now, in keeping with the film that we're reviewing, which is Words and Pictures, how much, we're talking about language and language immersion, how much cultural immersion with the arts and the culture do you have with the languages?
Well, with Chinese that I do with my children, we are quite immersed in it. I try to bring my children to as many cultural events as I can in Chinese. And so we'll go to Chinese New Year celebrations or Chinese Story Hour, or we'll go to a museum that's focusing on Chinese. So we try to incorporate as many Chinese elements as we can in our lives so that my children realize that language doesn't exist in a vacuum in our house. I think initially when we first started doing Chinese, I think my children thought Chinese only existed within our Irish Catholic house, which I think is kind of funny. But now they understand that it's outside. It's outside of the world. You know, that Chinese is an experience that they can have everywhere, whether it's at IKEA, speaking with somebody online, or whether it's at a museum where they have they're doing Chinese art. But I used to do that as well in my classroom. I would teach the book in isolation. So, for example, like I would teach The Things They Carried by Tim O'Brien, the book about the Vietnam War. And you don't just teach the book about the Vietnam War. You want to incorporate everything. You want to incorporate the art from the time. You want to incorporate the music from the time, the history, the politics. And only that way can a child really understand where that book fits within the context of history.
Excellent.
Yeah, and you know, Michelle, since we're talking about words and pictures, we kind of like build today's show as you know, kind of that controversy. Is what's more powerful, words or pictures, English or art? And I know you kind of got you know, some both in there, you know, with the cultural stuff.
A picture tells a thousand words.
Well, that's what I was going to ask her. Is a picture worth a thousand words? You know, tell us what is your opinion? You know, if you were to defend English as being, you know, superior to art.
Let's change it to language.
Language, okay.
Language and art.
Okay. All right, thank you. Language and literature, how would you defend that over art?
You know, that's an interesting question. I think it's hard for me in particular to answer that, mainly because my background is so incorporated within the two. So my undergrad, I went to Princeton undergrad, and I got a degree in art and archaeology. But then my graduate degree is in education with a focus on English. And so I kind of have married both. So it's very hard for me to separate the two because I've never seen them as separate. I've always seen them as integrated. History is about the intricately woven value systems that are around art, music, history, politics, everything. And so to defend that, I think, is very hard because I don't see them in isolation.
And that's how I feel. I feel it's kind of like the sense of taste and smell. You know, you really can't separate which one is more important to the experience of a meal or whatever. But we didn't start this interview correctly by saying ni hao ma, but I will say xie xie.
I don't know what it means. But anyway.
It's all Greek to me.
No, that's Chinese.
I know. Well, I know. And that, and had I had a teacher, you know, like Michelle Gannon, I might have known that. But again, we want to thank you so much, Michelle Gannon, for joining us on Breakthrough Entertainment, helping us to celebrate teachers. Thank you for all that you do and everyone. And everyone go out and go ahead and give the website again, Dave.
LanguagePlayground.com.
No, TheLanguagePlayground.com.
You are correct.
TheLanguagePlayground.com.
And get, it's really a great thing. There's some apps on there. Maybe next time we could talk more about the Lingles Market. It looked really interesting, but we're up against a hard break. Thank you so much, Michelle Gannon.
And the melting pot that the U.S. is, it's always good to know all these languages.
No doubt.
Take care. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
Yeah. So that's you know, one perspective. I kind of figured we'd get that. We'll see if we get a similar response from our art teacher a little bit later. But we got a lot more on Breakthrough Entertainment's Teacher Show. But in the meantime, let's hear from Norgard. This is Norgard by The Vaccines from The English Teacher.
Vaccines. The Vaccines? What the heck is that?
The movie's called The English Teacher, Julianne Moore. We reviewed it, actually,
last
year.
Was it controversial like Vaccines are right now?
It was a very amusing film.
We liked it.
Yeah.
When was it? 1909?
No, Julianne Moore. She was,
no, it was, like
she was one
ago,
of those teachers
it?
That had a pet.
Yeah. Oh, right? She did?
Yeah, she had a pet, all right.
Yep.
Ooh.
Not good.
I mean, in most cases, that's illegal, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, most states, too.
Film at 11. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We're dancing in the streets right now. And we'll be right back.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beerenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
This is 1480 KPA.